Support for Blues Before Sunrise is provided in part by Victoria Amplifiers. Victoria captures the sound and the glory of post-war Chicago. Their telephone number is 630-820-6400. Victoria Amplifiers, a sound choice.
I've been working all day long.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal blues men. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
Big tenor from Ben Webster there from December 1951. They call that Randall's Island. It's on the Emercy label, and I've got it on a 2-CD set called The Complete Ben Webster on Emercy, and only a part of it is Ben Webster under his own name. It's also Ben Webster with Johnny Otis, Ben Webster and the Ravens, Ben Webster and Dinah, but it's all great playing from Ben Webster on the tenor. And it gets us started on this week's edition of Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. The program originates from Chicago, and I'm your host, Steve Cushing, and we've got all sorts of great music for you. This week, we're going to go back to that mystic location of black creativity known as Harlem. There are so many tunes that use the word Harlem in the title, and we're going to spend at least a couple of hours listening to tunes with the word Harlem in the title. That'll come up next hour and the hour after that. A lot of our regular features are going to be here. Our Soul Breakfast, we've got Hep Harmony and Boogie Piano and much, much more. So we hope that you'll make plans to stick with us. We've got great music here. Our opening set this week belongs to bop vocalist Joe Carroll.
I got a penny and I know that it's from heaven. Every time it rains, penny's from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortunes falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. Oh, little pennies, oh, say, you got penny, I got penny.
But don't you blow your light. Better take it slow if you don't know. Two wrongs won't make it right. And if your baby's mean and she starts to sing, better hold your temper tight. If you count to ten, you'll remember then. Two wrongs won't make it right. The good book says to forgive is right. And it is right to forgive. Maybe baby will remember that. You got to live and let live. If your baby's bad and she makes you mad, don't you fuss and fret all night. Brother, you get hip, butt up your lip. Two wrongs won't make it right. Thank you. book says to forgive is right, and it is right to forgive. Maybe, baby, we'll remember that you got to live and let live. If your baby's bad and she makes you mad, don't you fuss and fret all night. Brother, you get hip, button up your lip. Two wrongs won't make it right. So laugh and grin, take it on the chin. Two wrongs won't make it right. She answered yes, I found happiness, cause I was in the mood. The birds were in the mood. The bees were in the mood. When I gave her the ring, the birds began to sing, cause I was in the mood. She said to talk to Papa, you know how Papas are. And after he gave his consent, Ma said, son, now you can call me Ma, cause she was in the mood. He was in the mood. The parson said, do you? I said, I do, and she did too, cause I was in the mood. In the mood, then. I do, and she did too, cause I was in the mood. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I was in the mood. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I was in the mood. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I was in the mood.
Just got 9 cents to my name. Have you got penny, penny? Can't see I haven't any. And I've got to call that solid date. Well, I went down to the bank. They had none to spare. I looked on the shelf, but the doggone thing was bare. Have you got a penny, penny? I want to telephone Jenny. And I've just got 9 cents to my name. Simply be
baby blow.
Wow.
Thank you. bear. Well, I just got 9 cents to my name. 9 cents to my name. Well, ain't that a doggone shame?
Yeah, there's Bop vocalist Joe Carroll. Four signs from December 1952. These were all done for the Prestige label. And it featured Bill Graham, who played baritone in Dizzy Gillespie's band. And then, of course, that's where Joe Carroll spent a number of years, I think 4 years in all. The signs that we listened to, starting with the very first one, we started with Pennies from Heaven, then Two Wrongs Won't Make It Right, I Was in the Mood, and finally Got a Penny Benny. Joe Carroll here on Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing, and here's something I discovered just recently, a CD by a harmony group that I wasn't familiar with. They're called the Four Aces, and they recorded in the decade after World War II, from 46 through about 55. They remind me quite a bit of a group here in Chicago, the Four Blazes, and what made them different than the other harmony groups was that they had a complete band, like a rhythm section, guitar, piano, bass, and drums, and that's what you'll find here with the Four Aces. Let's pick up on some sides in the 1940s. The Four Aces here on Blues Before Sunrise.
A colorful Rio Grande, a Navajo caravan, a tropical desert sand along the moonlit strand. Lazy Navajo, I see you in the clouds, starlight halo round you. I'm loads upon your side. As I ride along, I seem to hear a song that some other day we'll ride together both side by side. Lazy
life is true. Swing, swing, oh baby, swing. let your hesitation, I'll sing a line or two. Takes me back to rhythm, thrills me through and through. Now you know I've got a rhythm, boy, bet your life is true. Swing, swing, oh baby, swing.
Yeah, there are the Four Aces harmony group. With the set of sides, the first two, we had Lazy Navajo and then Ace of Swing, and that's the A and the B side of the same 78, recorded in April of 1949. And then we listened to a side from December of 1946. There's A Rumor Going Round. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise.
Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Jazz Record Mart, offering an extensive selection of jazz, blues, rhythm and blues, and gospel recordings. Their mail order catalog, Rhythm and News, is available at 1-800-684-3480.
Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by the Old Town School of Folk Music, offering classes in blues, guitar, and harmonica. Classes start March 5th. More information is available at 773-728-6000. That's the Old Town School of Folk Music. And you're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm Steve Cushing. Up next, we're going to be listening to a number of different versions of the same tune, one of the most popular records in the last year or so of World War II and in the years after that, up to about 1950, was the classic called The Honey Dripper, composed and recorded by Joe Liggins and his band, The Honey Drippers. It was originally done on a very obscure, very collectible, and little-known label called the Bronze Label in November of 1944. The version that really hit with the public was one that was done back in March of 45 for the exclusive label. That really put Joe and his band on the map. And what we're going to listen to are a couple of broadcast versions of The Honey Dripper. We're going to listen to first Joe Liggins and a broadcast from May of 1945, and then Cab Calloway and his orchestra. He actually did a very good studio version of the tune, but I thought we'd opt for the broadcast version. It's just a little bit different. So here we go with a whole handful of versions of The Honey Dripper.
We call it The Honey Dripper.
Thank you. He's a killer, the honey dripper. Salt, sweet, hot, beat, a solid old cat. Really, a Malahap cat.
And he jumps, and he sways, and he rips, and he rides. Oh, he shifts and jumps, he's high. Oh, my, to dig that cat and jump for joy. You dig that lick, you dig that beat, you get knocked out right off your feet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, so you riff it, you take it away. He's the killer, the honey driller. Hoy, hoy, joy, hoy, boy, hoy, joy. He's a ripper, the honey dripper. Hoy, hoy, joy, hoy, boy, joy. You swing it up, bring it up, swing it on up. Bring it up, swing it up, bring it on up. Swing it up, bring it up, bring it on up. Swing it up, bring it up, bring it on up. Soft, sweet, hot, free, a solid old cat. He's really a solid old
swing it on out then, swing it on out then, swing. swinging on, swinging on, swinging on out then. Swinging on, swinging on, swinging on out. Dig that cat and jump on, jump.
And the rats. he gives and he shouts. He's a harp of a jive, so a dear can jump for joy.
All right, there's a truly smoking version of the tune. It's Billy Williams, who was the lead singer with the Charioteers and then went off on his own at the end of the 1940s, I believe. Billy Williams for the Coral label, 1954, and the Honey Dripper. And again, that was the fifth of five different renditions of that same tune. Very popular tune at that point. In fact, there were 48 different versions of the Honey Dripper that I found in the discography, the online discography. We started out with Joe Liggins, and of course that's the composer and the one who had the big hit with it. This was not the original recording from November 1944, or the big hit recording done for Exclusive in March of 1945. This was a broadcast of the Honey Dripper by Joe Liggins and his band from May of 1945. Then we listened to a broadcast version by Cab Calloway and his band, and the date that's given on this is August of 1944. I don't think that this can be true, because that would mean that Cab did it on the air before Joe Liggins and his band even managed to get into the studio to do it. So there's got to be something wrong with this recording. Perhaps it's August of 1945. That might make more sense. After Cab Calloway, we listened to the Delta Rhythm Boys. September of 1945, it's not only the Delta Rhythm Boys, they were accompanied by Jimmy Lunsford and the orchestra. So you get the Delta Rhythm Boys with the big band. That's sort of neat. After that, you listen to Bull Moose Jackson. Now, the guy who blows the solo on the Joe Liggins version is Little Willie Jackson, who's there on alto. Bull Moose Jackson takes it and blows it on tenor in August of 1945, and that brought us around to Billy Williams, again from 1954, and the Honey Dripper. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise.
The Blues Before Sunrise website is designed and managed by Second City Technologies. More information is available at secondcitytech.com. Second City Technologies, empowering your IT experience.
Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Cassette House, offering a complete line of recording supplies, including blank audio and video cassettes, DAT tape, recordable CDs, DVDs, and mini discs. More information is available at 1-800-321-5738 or on the Internet at www.tape.com.
We're back on Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. How about some Hep Harmony from the Mills Brothers?
Go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekau, Hawaii. I want to be with all the Connies and Wahines that I knew long ago. I want to hear those guitars playing on the beach of Ho'onono. I want to hear those Hawaiians saying, Kona mai no kuei ka hale vela ka hau. It won't be long till my ship will be sailing back to Kona. A grand old place that's always fair to see. You're telling me I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick island boy. I want to go back to my fish and pork. I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekau, Hawaii. Where the Humuhuma nuka nuka apu apu swimming by. Thank you.
be with all the Connies and Wahanies that I knew long ago. I want to hear those guitars playing on the beach of Hopono. Oh, no. I want to hear those Hawaiians saying, Aroma, Maya, Noka, Ua, Ika, Leve, Leka, how it won't be long till the ship will be sailing back to Kona. A grand old place that's always fair to see. You're telling me I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick garden boy. I want to go back to my fish and fall. I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii. Where the Oumuamua, Nuka, Nuka, Apua go swimming by. Where the Oumuamua, Nuka, Nuka, Apua go swimming by.
Thank you.
There's Mead Lux Lewis on the piano and Louis Belson on the drums, and it goes to prove that even as great a drummer as Louis Belson did nothing really much but get in the way of a boogie pianist. From June of 1954, Bush Street Boogie was the name of it. There's our boogie piano, and before that, some Hep Harmony. It's the Mills Brothers and My Little Grass Shack and Kalia Kakua. That's the Kalia Kakua, because it's pronounced with a K at the end. Okay, I'm just trying to pronounce it phonetically here. From February of 1934. Mills Brothers and Mead Lux Lewis here on Blues Before Sunrise.
Support for Blues Before Sunrise is provided in part by Victoria Amplifiers. Victoria captures the sound and the glory of post-war Chicago. Their telephone number is 630-820-6400. Victoria Amplifiers, a sound choice.
This is Blues Before Sunrise, the Blues Heritage Showcase, and I'm Steve Cushing. We'll say hi to the folks listening on KSTX in San Antonio, Texas. Thank you for tuning to the program. I hope that you listen on a regular basis. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program and all the great music that we present each and every week. You know, we've been wrapping up the first hour with a side by Duke Ellington. Last week we did something from 1937. This week we're jumping way ahead on the time scale here. We're going to March of 1952. In fact, when this was recorded, I was 2 weeks old. The drummer who had been with Duke Ellington, Sonny Greer was his name. He was a little bit older than Duke. He'd been with him from the very beginning, and right around this time, he basically decided to call it quits. He'd gotten a little too old to keep up with the orchestra. And at this point, on this particular session, they used Louis Belson on the drums, and one of the things that he brought to the band was the piece we're about to listen to. It's an extended drum solo. It's called Skin Deep from March of 1952. The folks in Chicago will recognize this instantly because for 30 years it's been the theme of veteran jazz jock Dick Buckley. He starts every program off with this each and every week, has for 30 years. But he doesn't let it play all the way through to hear the drum solo. We're going to try and get a bit of that here. As I look up, we won't be able to finish it, but we'll get enough that it should whet your appetite. Duke Ellington and the drums of Louis Belson. Thing called Skin Deep.